This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal.
Something's not right, man. Something's not right. Something's bullshit here, and I don't believe it.
Honestly, this crazy shit could be completely possible.
Disclaimer, we reserve the right to be wrong, ladies and gentlemen. You think you know the whole story? Think again.
Now your hosts, Eric and Everett.
Welcome to Surreal Talk, a look inside the world of cults, conspiracies, and the paranormal, a lineupmedia.fm production, and we are back.
Back again after another pretty common three-week.
7 years, it feels like.
Feels like a while. I've been in a studio a lot. You haven't been in a while.
We did a couple of Ocho Man shows while you were... What were you welding on the Eiffel Tower or something? What were you doing?
Yes. No, I've been, welding at night for some...
Putting a new gargoyle on the Notre Dame?
Yes. I like gargoyles.
What were you welding?
Containers. It's an easy way of saying dumpsters.
Trash containers. Large ones.
Receptacles.
Yes, receptacles. Yeah. Just flip them over, cut the bottom off of them, and then weld all the way around and put a plate on it. Yeah.
What for?
Gravy shits. Because they're rotted out.
Oh, okay.
So that's what you did on your Christmas break.
You're repairing them.
Repairing, right. Yeah, 100%.
Right. I mostly came to work every day.
I thought it was sort of art project or something.
Ah.
I did.
Ah.
Like a
he doesn't do art.
Like a Brancusi sculpture.
It's fucking gay. Art.
Yeah.
No art, man.
Docking is gay. That's not gay.
Well, what does it matter?
Well, I'm actually surprised we haven't done this subject, or you guys haven't done this
Haven't done a subject before. On docking?
No. Well, let's,
oh,
that's
Columbine.
That's an upcoming show.
What are we talking about?
Show.
Well, eventually we're going to talk about Columbine. Before that, I wanted to talk about the whole the shit that came out about Epstein. They released the pictures of his neck, pictures of his cell, pictures of a noose that he may or may not
when?
Have used.
When? Just today?
Yesterday or day before one. Let's see.
Please, let's talk about it.
So... Yeah, here's the pictures, Armand. You can find these online. They're real easy to find. There's the pictures of his neck. What do you think, right? Does that look like a standard hanging to you?
Doctor, is that consistent?
I'm not exactly a forensic podiatrist, but...
Well, you should be.
It's way far from the feet, but...
I can detect a... I don't know. Yeah, it looks like quite a bit of trauma there.
Yeah, I mean...
I don't know.
And let's see. There was three bones broke as well. Hold
that's
on.
What. Yeah, that's what the guy... Didn't his brother have a pathologist come in and do a private autopsy?
Something like that.
Yeah. And he said there's three bones broken. That's very irregular.
Yeah, in the state, like the state medical examiner for the prison system in New York or someone like that has quoted as saying that in the history of self-hangings at in New York prisons... Those three bones have never been broken at the same time together. Never happened.
There you go.
Now, this could be a special case. Come on.
Yeah. Well, it's not out of the realm of possibility. But what were the other circumstances? We went over this. Well, the two guards were not there. One was they were asleep or whatever.
Everything
the cameras were off.
They didn't check on him for like an hour after they were supposed to.
His roommate or cellmate was taken away. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
This.
They've also not released pictures of him actually in the cell. You know, his body. Maybe they won't. I don't know.
Well, it was my theory that he never died, but I guess.
Yours and a lot of other people's.
Yeah, but. I mean.
They broke his neck somehow. I mean, he died. He had a broken neck.
You're pretty sure he's
dead? We're sure that's Epstein.
No.
Did they do a DNA test and everything on that?
Armand, I have not done the DNA testing. I have not poured through the...
And I got you that DNA kit for Christmas.
Analytics, and no, I've not...
Have they done
the
a docking test?
I got him the DNA kit for Christmas. He could have done this. Oh. It was mostly for figuring out if some of these children that have been coming up were illegitimate or actually his. But, no, he's got the kit.
What?
Just making a joke. I said that I got you that DNA kit, but it was mostly for finding out... If all these children...
Armand. I was trying to hit the laughter button.
Hit it again.
Where's
it? There it is. Your other left,
I'm a producer.
He's a producer.
Hey, what are you going to do? You know, put it on your fucking LinkedIn,
it was
buddy.
Funny.
Yeah, long story short, I don't think we've seen the end of the old Epstein story yet.
Yeah, there's either
all right,
more
so
people are going to die. Number one, I bet there's either going to be some doctors.
Who?
Somebody that's going to validate that evidence is going to die. It's my guess.
Probably
calling
dead already.
Calling
if they could validate that evidence or invalidate that evidence, they're dead already, don't you think?
I mean, I
don't think anybody's going to be coming forward. They've already been buried.
Well, maybe, yeah.
I don't know. I think, like, Armand, if somebody said, look at this for me and give me your professional opinion on it. Okay. You didn't know anything about it. You looked at it and you're like, hey, yeah, oh, yeah, this fucking guy was killed. You know, this is a fucking fuck. You know, you're a well-respected pathologist. Well, not you.
I'm none of the above.
Imagine that somehow in some weird universe, you are a well-respected doctor and pathologist.
Yes, yes. In some multiverse.
That's dead people, right?
What's that?
Pathology, that's like a coroner.
No, pathologist is diseases.
You know, right. So what was
coroner? I thought you said coroner.
What's a coroner?
A coroner is also a doctor. It's a medical examiner, but
yeah, I think that's a city employee.
Yeah, there. You're an elected coroner.
What's the name of the position? Like, you know, like you got a podiatrist, pathologist,
coroner.
Pathologists do autopsies.
There you fucking go. So I wasn't wrong. Go fuck yourselves, guys.
Well, I mean, you're technically completely off.
Think about it. Think about it. The Burbs, Tom Hanks. He's a well-respected pathologist.
Was he?
I don't even think that's what he says.
That's what the cop says to Tom Hanks.
Yeah, we'll find that out later.
It's, I promise you.
Hey, would you hand me that piece of paper under your chair there?
No.
I'll just have to steal yours. Anyway, let's hop into the meat, man. We're done with the potatoes.
What are we talking about?
Columbine, 1999, April 20th.
You guys call them killers. Some people call them terrorists. I just call them...
Martyrs?
Fine.
Are they martyrs?
I can't believe you did that joke. It's not even funny.
Yeah, that was funny. Thank you, Armand. Yes,
that was funny.
He might not be bad in the producer's chair already. I'm just saying.
I don't know about that, man.
What other sound? Do I have any other sound effects?
Get them over with. Try them out.
Do I have a fart here?
Start them.
Wow.
Yep. Wow. Turn the slider back down just a little, too.
Yeah, turn that slider to the left there down just a little.
This one?
The one you turned up.
Yeah, that one there. Okay. Right. I'll try the green.
Oh, that's a good one. I'll be using that. That's a good one. That's a good one, too.
He's just laughing at the fucking effects. Hey.
I thought it was funny.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll be using that on myself. Well, I need that one.
There's a really good one up there with, like, when you get to ranting. There it is.
That's for the Ocho Man.
That's for the rants. No, that's when you just talk about, like, you know, this is bullshit. I think that, you know.
No, that is for Donald J. Trump, buddy.
Let's not get into that.
Yeah.
Damn right.
It's not dedicated to him. I want to throw that out there for everybody.
It's moment not. Of silence for Qasem Soleiman.
How is this a moment
of
silence?
Is there an end to this?
If you press the button.
Yeah, you have to press the button again.
Jeez, I thought it was just... Oh, that makes sense.
You got one more button. You want to get it over with?
Oh, yeah, that one.
That one is dedicated to President Donald J. Trump.
Hey, fuck.
There we go. All right, so... Yeah.
Now that we got that over with.
In case you've been living under a rock for the last, you know, fucking 20 plus years. This happened in 99, so that was a bad shooting. Two dudes, high school kids, Eric, what was his name?
Harris.
Dylan
Klebold.
You want to just do that?
No, I'm just opening up.
I don't know. What was Harris's first name? Klebold and Harris. I know that.
Eric Harris.
Okay.
Yeah, so they went into their school in Littleton, Colorado, Columbine High School.
And this was Hitler's birthday, as I recall, correct?
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
It was. It's no longer.
I have not prepared for this show. I'm doing this completely extemporaneously.
They've changed both Hitler's birthday and this since.
They decided they just couldn't have them both the same day. It's been changed.
Fucking with you, Armand.
Oops.
It's not fucking good.
I got two buttons.
You see that slider right to the left? You see that slider right to the left again? Turn that all the way down. Thank you. Okay. That'll help out later.
But yeah, so there was a April 20th, 1999. They killed 13 people and injured 24 others.
That's funny. Wow.
But, you know, I found this out later because I was finding a lot of, like, inconsistencies on how many actually got injured. Some said 24, some said 21. But it was 24 injured, but only 21 of them were injured by the shooters.
Yeah, some of them got injured escaping.
Yeah, I'd imagine there's plenty of injuries trying to get the hell out of there, right? The trampling and
there were people crawling through the
I'd jump through a window if some guy had a, you know, of course. Now I'm not sure, but I know when we had the what was the one in was it Massachusetts?
Sandy Hook.
Yes. We were doing the Ocho Man show and I think Nick Drago claims that these are all phony. I know he claimed that was.
Yeah.
Well, This one has never really been claimed to be phony. Yeah, this was kind of, at the time, this was the biggest school shooting in U.S. history by far.
Yeah, I think
there was only 1 to 2 deaths per. You know, maybe I think there might have been a 5 death, but you know, none with 15 deaths.
Yeah, none
including
of this
the shooters.
Scale. Well, or two of these guys.
Yeah, two
premeditated.
Suicides, one teacher, 12 students. Definitely premeditated.
Oh, I think they might have been planning this as far as a year in advance.
They were. They said, so they found home videos that were made prior to the attack that making references to what they were going to do.
These guys had
their
money,
parents.
I got to say, by the way, to have
access to the resources these guys had.
Right? They had video cameras. They all had cell phones. They had guns.
I wonder if that's a high,
like a high income area right there.
Is it an affluent area?
Is that what that means?
It's Colorado.
I
mean,
I would think.
Before weed legalization, though.
Yeah, well before that.
I gotta get my charger.
Columbine's a plant, isn't it?
I do not know. Yeah, it's in the town of Littleton is where the high school is.
But a Columbine is some kind, because I know Shakespeare talks about the Columbine.
Oh, does he?
Not concubine.
They killed 12 students, one teacher.
And the teacher was a heroic, wasn't he? When he's saving, you know, wasn't he?
Trying.
He's trying to save students. Yeah. He died.
So they killed themselves at the end of everything as well. Take the coward's way out. But I'm pretty sure a lot of people think that they, you know, were saying that was the plan all along.
Well, so that's what I didn't get about the entire thing, looking at it. Like, I never thought I was hung up on something that was an unimportant fact. Was like, did they shoot each other or did they shoot themselves?
That's an unimportant fact.
Well, here's an important fact. The Columbine is an aquilegia with long spurred flowers.
I'm glad we got that figured out.
There you go.
Yeah. So
anyway, do you think it matters whether or not they, like, if it was me and you, if like we shot each other to kill ourselves or if we shot
that'd
ourselves?
That'd be hard to do, wouldn't it? I would think so. Somebody'd fire first and that'd be it. So I that doesn't make sense to me.
Bullets travel fast.
That's your pact.
Oh, shit, I shot you fast. Now you can't shoot me.
Right.
Well, then you just have to shoot yourself.
Well, then it was a murder-suicide.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know, man. I just wanted to know how they did it.
Anyway, yeah, you want to run through the timeline? I got a pretty good timeline about how this shit went down.
Well, yeah, I was just going to hit these facts, though, too. Right, so SWAT teams entered the school 47 minutes after the shooting started. Wow, 47 minutes after.
That's pretty long.
Which is amazing, because there was an on-duty police unit or police guy at the school.
He was hiding.
He was over at the smoker's pit.
He was what?
Over at the smoker's pit.
Was he having a mistake?
No, but that's just about where he was hanging out for that part of the day, you know what I mean?
Is that where the students smoke?
I would assume so, yeah.
Do they still have those? We had one at our high school. Five hours before they...
I guess 99, you probably would.
5 hours had passed before they declared the school a safe site to walk around.
47 minutes.
47 minutes before they got... Yeah.
Doesn't that seem like an inordinately long time before help arrives?
Yeah, I mean, dude, 47 minutes as a scared, sophomore in high school, hiding under a table or something, that's got to be a fucking eternity, dude.
Oh, God.
You know what I mean?
4 minutes is
I was scared
eternity.
Of getting grounded, and my mom finding out I smoked weed.
Imagine this. You're
coming and shooting.
You're hiding in a bathroom. You're hiding in a closet, right, and you hear gunshots. Every time one gunshot's a little bit louder, you're shitting yourself. They're coming this way. They're coming this way. They're going to open this door. They're going to find me.
What do you do?
Where would you hide? Would you hide in the bathroom?
You don't hide.
I would go exactly the opposite sound of the shots and leave. That'd be my plan.
You find 10 or 15 idiots.
I don't hide somewhere else in the
school. Just like yourself, and you rush them two gunmen and make sure that no one else dies.
So you're in a stall. You're taking a crap in the bathroom, and you start hearing this. What do you do?
Carry a knife.
You don't stay where you are and
depends on the type of shit.
Sit on the toilet so they can't see your feet underneath.
If it's a bad shit day, I gotta finish.
Well, yeah, you're different. Yeah, you probably rather get shot than take a
that's true
dumps you take.
I'm like, hey, I'm in here.
Yeah, really,
take me out.
They'd spare you out of pity.
No, you got it worse, pal. We're gonna leave.
Yeah,
you.
I'm
right,
ripping my
right.
shirt off and putting shoe polish on my face and shit.
You're going Rambo?
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah,
I'm gonna go ninja.
He's going Die Hard.
Yeah,
taking his shoes off, getting up in the ductwork. Ho, 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 now I've got a semiotic weapon.
Did they have? What'd they have?
So they each had a shotgun.
Wow.
One of them had a Tech-9 semi-automatic handgun.
Jeez.
Which is a, clip. It looks like an Uzi, but it's still semi-automatic. And the other one of them had a 9mm.
Like a Ruger rifle.
Like a carbine, right. Just a 9mm rifle.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
They had bombs, too, didn't they?
They built a shit ton of bombs.
Holy
honestly,
shit.
This wasn't even planned as a... A shooting.
Not at all.
It was planned as a bombing.
Okay.
They had both, whenever they got there, and we'll go through this whenever we go through the timeline. They showed up to the school. They both had a duffel bag with a 20-pound propane tank in it wired up to explode. They both came in, put those into the cafeteria, which Eric Harris had did the research to find out which cafeteria lunch period was the most populated.
They were
that
going
day.
For mass casualties, the most impact they could
obviously,
have on
obviously.
They actually looked up to Timothy McVeigh as a hero.
Yeah.
They wanted to outdo his mark.
They
wanted more
video
than the 500
yeah.
people.
Of them saying,
Timothy
yeah.
McVeigh of the Alfred Murrah building. That was
yeah.
the building.
Yeah.
Alfred P. Murrah, right? Or
Murrah.
But they took
Oklahoma City.
They took the pipe bombs, or the not the pipe bombs, the propane bombs into the cafeteria, set them down, and they set alarms on them to go off at 11:17 a.m., but they failed.
They went back out to their car to wait on these explosions. Okay, so the original plan was they go in there, they set these bombs off, people die, people come running out,
They start clipping anybody that they can that's coming out of there. You know, just shoot anybody.
Clean up the stragglers.
And then they had two more bombs set in each one of their cars set to explode at 12 o'clock. So they were to, after they shot all the stragglers, they were to like get the fuck out of there or commit suicide. And then when there was paramedics and, you know, other survivors, police, reporters, their cars were supposed to explode and kill those people outside.
You could find footage on the internet where one of their cars does explode. You can see it go poof, like expand real good. Like it doesn't explode like in a giant fireball.
It's like
all the windows blow out of
inside
it.
Inside of a soda can?
A can, yeah. Basically, it expanded it real bad. And so, any which way, after the bombs didn't go off, like Eric said, they got tired of waiting. So they got their guns out and they proceeded towards the school. And they just started opening fire pretty much on whoever they saw.
Yeah, and these guys were students there, right?
Students,
they
were students.
Yeah. Oh boy! One of the most common narratives you'll see too is that they were bullied students, and that was the main main motivation behind this. But that doesn't seem to be the case to me. They may have been in fact bullied. They probably were. They were kind of an outcast. They did wear the trench coats. It may be possible they weren't even actually part of
the
whole.
They called themselves the trench coat mafia.
Well, the other people then were the trench coat mafia are quoted as saying, no, they weren't actually a part of us.
Yeah.
Oh, so that could be an after the fact distancing.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Like, no, we weren't with those crazies. Fuck no.
Whether they were or
the regular
were not,
trench coat mafia.
I don't think that trench coat mafia itself had like just the fact that they're part of that had anything to do with what they were doing. Especially with Eric Harris. Eric Harris was a psychopath.
He was, right. He was a psychopath for sure.
You wonder what the psychiatric evaluation of guys that would come up with something like this and go through with it.
I literally looked that up, Armand.
Oh, good.
I'm serious. Like, I wanted to know why. Like,
yeah,
what,
well, I'm
fuck,
sure everybody does, but.
What was going on? I was like, and I told Everett before I even looked it up, I said, like, I don't buy the fucking bullying. I don't buy it. Not with the way that they did this shit. I don't buy it.
Well, I would buy it if it would have been that every person they killed was like a jock or a preppy or something, you know, people that are bullied.
They're indiscriminate.
They were indiscriminate.
For the most part.
But that makes more sense to me. What are you going to do? Go around and are you on the football team? You're just going to unload on everybody.
You're just boiled over. Here's the fucking kicker. If they were bullied and they did this because they were bullied, when they walked into the library, the first fucking person that the one dude shot, without any, shot him in the back of the head with a double barrel shotgun, was a kid that had he was mentally challenged. He didn't know to run and hide. He was sitting there just fuck chilling. He was a mentally handicapped student. And they shot him dead in the back of the head with a
blew his head
shotgun,
off, basically.
Blew his head off.
That's what I'm saying, though. I don't think they just wanted their notion of revenge was
exactly.
I'm sure if you said, here's a football player and here's a mentally handicapped kid, they're going to shoot the football. You got one bullet.
Sure. But they were indiscriminate
just, like,
about
right,
it.
Wanton. This was just wanton destruction.
Yeah, I mean, a few times there was instances like in the cafeteria where they said anybody
library.
With a
that was the library
well,
also.
Either which way, where they had said anybody with a white hat stand up, because in their school, people who wore the white hats were the jocks.
Uh-oh.
That was just the thing. They're going to shoot anybody with a white hat. Well, nobody would stand up, so they said, fine, we'll just start, you know, picking ourselves. In the cafeteria, they were fucking with people, too. Like, Eric Harrison went over to a table that his girls were at under it, and he gets under there and he goes, peekaboo, and then shoots them.
And then they asked the one kid if she believed in God.
That was kind of a misquote on that. It was somebody who had already been shot before that.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, oh, my God, please save me. And he turns around and is like, do you actually believe in God after, you know, she'd been shot? And she's like, yes, I do. And he's like, why? Because that's the way my parents raised me. Which is a real
Did
weird
she
thing.
Survive?
I don't think he killed her. I think he killed somebody else that was fucking with her. That one kid he shot in the hand and he killed that kid. The kid fought back, threw a chair at him or whatever, and they shot him right in the face.
Yeah. And he was like, quote, he started with him because he called, hey, four eyes, just because he had glasses on him. Is that somebody who's a bullied person?
It doesn't sound like a bully to me.
Seems like a guy would be on your team if you were being bullied.
Right. You wouldn't go in there and go after the quote unquote nerds or the people, you know,
the people who are being bullied as well. Yeah,
right. Right. The outcasts. Yeah.
Enemy of my enemy is my friend. Right?
You wouldn't think that. Anyway, let me start with the timeline.
I'm sure these guys, were any drugs involved here? These guys don't sound like they were
in
their right minds. Yeah.
Ritalin.
You got to be on something to be.
Come on.
Cracky tobacco?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think marijuana would make you just want to.
By the way, it's legal now.
Yeah. Wouldn't you want to just sit down and play the sitar with these people?
Yeah, let's do that.
That's what you would do.
Robbie Shankar is coming over this weekend. Yeah. So, yeah. Robbie Shankar. I knew you were going to make that joke. So I had to. All right. Sorry. Timeline.
Oops.
Good.
God damn it. I got the wrong button again.
Timing is everything with those, Armand.
Yeah, you're wit. No, that's not even the right one to use there.
Yeah, no. He can't do this.
Give me the... God damn it, Armand. Second one down on the right. Second one down on the right.
From the top.
There you go.
Is that the one you want?
That's the one I wanted.
Can I hit two at once? For ironic.
Don't hit even one at once, and we'll be a lot better off. Not even one at once.
I think my days as a producer are limited.
Yeah, you're fired.
I may not even make it through the day.
Yeah, so they didn't know at the time, though, but like you said earlier, the journals that the investigators discovered let them know that they were planning it for that long. They found all those tapes.
Oh, man, I've got the Trenchcoat Mafia website that's got quotes from Eric Harris and whatnot.
Why don't you follow the goddamn thing here?
So where did they get these quotes? I guess from survivors that heard all this and saw it and, I guess, thankfully survived, huh?
Well, and actually, this is something I thought was weird, too, because, like, my high school, not that I know of, it didn't have, like, all these video cameras, and I graduated in 2001. This happened in 99, and theirs was, like, completely wild. They, like, had fucking footage of everything. You know what I mean? Like, my high school didn't have that.
Do they post that anywhere? Can you see that?
You can see, yeah.
You can get some of the footage, yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's got to be pretty gruesome.
You can see a lot of the stuff that goes on in the cafeteria. You can see the explosions where they were setting off pipe bombs in the cafeteria and shit like that.
You can also see on our Twitter feed, at Surreal Talk Show, we posted a few pictures of it, but not in the video.
Mm. What did we post?
Just the one picture.
Oh, him with that little Tech 9? Yeah.
The same one from the meme, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. All right, you done with your little spot here? So I get
the timeline, bud. That's where you're at now.
So they arrived at the high school at 11:10 a.m. And I'm reading this off of a website that's acolumbinesite.com/event/event2.php. And there's way more information on this timeline than I'm going to go through here. I'm giving you the cliff notes about, you know, what's going down. They parked their cars at flanking exits and entrances to the cafeteria. Eric parked his car at a parking place in the southeast lot. Dylan parked his in the senior lot to the southwest. They had a good view of the front entrance as well as the entrance to the cafeteria. Neither car was parked in its assigned spot. Shortly after 11:14 a.m., the gunmen, dressed in black leather dusters, trench coats, and wearing wraparound sunglasses, carried two duffel bags into the school cafeteria, each containing a 20-pound propane bomb set to go off at 11:17 a.m. during the A lunch period when the cafeteria was the most crowded, according to Eric's notes. Just before their entry, a janitor turned off surveillance cameras to rewind the tape they recorded on, missing the act of the bags being left on the floor beside the two tables. That there's the type of shit that leaves it open for conspiracy. You know what I mean?
What?
What I just said. Right before they entered the cafeteria, a janitor had turned off the security system to rewind the tapes. So they missed the part where they came in and put the duffel bags down.
They don't have that on tape, huh?
Conveniently, that was whenever he had decided to go and rewind the tapes.
Wow.
And he turned it on right back after that.
What the fuck?
What are you implying here, sir?
I'm not implying anything. All I'm saying is shit like that that lets in conspiracy theories. You know what I mean? Whenever conveniently at this exact fucking time they're coming in to do this, this guy's turned off the security cameras. I'm not
maybe
saying
maybe he rewound the tape every day like that and Eric Harris really did some.
Well, there's no mention of it.
Right.
So was that the rub of this show that there was more involved in MCI?
Honestly, with this mass shooting, it is one of the least conspiracy addled things out there.
More true crime.
Exactly. This is more true crime than conspiracy.
Well, then why are we even discussing it?
Because we are cult conspiracies. We do true crime too, Armand.
You know what?
No, we don't.
We actually do whatever we want.
Seth Gore, what was his name?
What are you talking about? We did a Bitcoin episode, bro.
Well, that's a conspiracy.
Give it the time.
Chris Benoit, that was true crime?
Yeah. Seth Rich.
Seth Rich, that's what it was.
O.J. Simpson, West Memphis 3. Those are all true crime shows. Well,
when are we doing the Dillinger Gang?
Never. Never. Let's see. At 11:19, the Jefferson County Dispatch Center receives a 911 call from a person who reported hearing an explosion in the field to the far east side of the Wadsworth Boulevard. Long story short, here about 3 miles away, they had set up a dummy bomb to go off right before the bombing at the high school.
It was a diversion
to get the cops and all the emergency responders 3 miles away on the other side of town.
It wasn't a dummy bomb. It was a diversionary
bomb. Yeah. Well, it turned out to be a dummy bomb. It barely went off. It burnt some grass up. It did, though, succeed in getting people to go across town.
If you were going to do that, why don't you just call the cops and say, I planted a bomb such and such three miles away.
These are high school students.
Sounds like they thought of everything.
They did do pretty good for high school kids. You're right. I can't expect them to listen to this stuff. Yeah, they did all right.
So you don't even have to plant a bomb. Just call in a bomb scare somewhere. And don't worry. You'll get plenty of action, right?
I mean, I guess.
You think so?
I've never called in a bomb.
But this is a lot. That's
I know somebody that did, and he got in a lot of trouble.
Well, 20 years ago.
They don't like that either.
Oh, it's still a completely different time in our country. 1999 is way different time than it is now.
Pre 9/11.
Right.
You know, they have all that air.
Pre 19 fucking school shootings having gone down since then. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Fuck, there's likely one a year for every year. I mean,
since then, there's been many more. You can get on Wikipedia and there's a list of all.
Yeah, Virginia Tech.
Yeah.
That was a big one.
Texas, there was one. Any which way, right around that same time the 9/11, or 9/11, I keep saying, 911 call was placed. Apparently, Eric and Dylan got tired of waiting, so they set the bombs up in their cars to explode. And they each took a duffel bag collectively containing two sawed-off shotguns, a 9mm semi-automatic carbine rifle, and a 9mm Tech DC-9 semi-automatic pistol,
yeah,
and headed back to the school. They proceeded towards the hill towards the top of the west entrance steps, the highest point on the school grounds. So they were fucking going Hamburger Hill, let's get it on.
Yeah, yeah, they had the high ground.
From that position, they were near the north side of the library and cafeteria with the cafeteria entrance below them. The west entrance was to their left and the athletic fields to the right. A witness heard one of the government shout, "Go, go," and both Harris and Klebold pulled out their shotguns and opened fire.
That was first shots. It's
kind of amazing. They only killed how many? 13?
Right. 13, yeah, that's what I was telling
47
him.
47 minutes and these guys are unloading?
I was telling him too, like,
Jesus Christ.
Well, they didn't really have, there was only one weapon that was really accurate. Like, any could be used for accuracy at all, and that was the rifle, the carbine, the 9mm carbine rifle. Everything else was
a shotgun.
A semi-automatic. Exactly. What are you going to do? You're
going to
hit
people unloading.
50 feet away. It's a double barrel. It's a break open. You got to pull them out and reload, doof, break it back. I mean, it's not
still,
quick.
From 50 feet away, you can still kill somebody with that easy. Easy.
Maybe somebody that knows how to shoot could. I mean, and that's the thing.
That's the point of having a sawed-off gun. You don't have to be good at it.
Well, the spread's so, I mean, what are you going to get hit? You get hit with one pellet, it's not guaranteed.
You don't even
kill.
Know what kind of load they were using for one.
No,
they
I don't.
Using
not
deer
at all.
Slugs, so, I mean,
well, if they deer slugs, it'd be even harder to hit them with a sawed-off.
Yeah, that's fair. But we don't know. Point being, you're right. The carbine was their best shot at accuracy. There's also conflicting reports about how many shots they fired off. We saw one thing that said 900.
I'm going to look again real quick.
I've seen a few things that just said a couple hundred rounds and as many as 100 explosive devices between pipe bombs and propane bombs. And let's see. Where are we at next here?
We should have been on.
Richard Costato, Rachel Scott were sitting on the grassy knoll between the gunman and the entrance when they started shooting. Richards was hit with 8 bullets but survived. He suffered a critical injury to his spine that would cripple him for life.
Jesus Christ. 8 shot. Wow.
Rachel was hit 4 times by bullets from Eric's 9mm high point, taking a fatal bullet to the head. Which is funny, or it's not funny, interesting. It says she was mentioned, Rachel was mentioned on Eric and Dylan's basement tapes in which they make fun of girls who are always talking about way too much about Jesus. Sorry.
Oh, she was a Bible thumper to them.
At least somebody named Rachel was. It might not have been in that exact
but
Rachel.
They're not usually bullies either, so. Boy, these guys had something against
everybody. Shit, in our school, those kids got bullied.
Yeah.
So, Eric Harris took off his coat at this point and dropped it near the stairs, and then he reloaded his weapon. Let's see. Let's go on a little further here. Dylan went to the cafeteria entrance, stepping on Sean Graves at 11:21. They were trying to figure out perhaps why the propane bombs didn't explode. At 11:22, the school custodian set the surveillance camera in the cafeteria to record again. So how many minutes was that? 4 minutes? No. 11:14 to 11:24. So
10
minutes. No, 8 minutes.
14 to 24 is going to be
22 10. Minutes. It was 11:22. Anyway, he set the camera to record again. On-screen students were beginning to notice what was happening outside. Some went to the big front windows to have a look. A community resource officer at the high school was sitting in his patrol call over by the smoker's pit when he received a call on the school's radio from the custodian to tell him that he was needed at the back lot of the school. At 11:23, a 9/11. Wow, how many times am I going to do that?
911
call. 9/11. A 9/11 call was made at 11:23. Reported a female falling in the south parking lot and that saying that she might be paralyzed, which is, of course, a shooting. 11:24, Coach Dave Sanders and the school custodians John Curtis and Jay Galantine entered the cafeteria to find out what was happening outside. Realizing the danger, they, with the help of a school security officer, directed students to get down and to hide under tables or to get out of the cafeteria and leave through the east exits. As students began to realize the situation was more serious than they initially thought, many panicked and ran, leaving behind their books, book bags, and even running out of their shoes in haste to get to safety. Wow.
I can understand that.
I've seen that plenty of times. People went in the fight and get punched out of their shoes. You know, running out of your shoes is like a cartoon.
Uncle Tom hit that one guy in the face and knocked his hat up on the roof.
Yeah.
I certainly wouldn't give a shit about my trig book or anything like that.
No, hell no.
I'm leaving that behind.
It's crazy to think, like, it. You know, I've never been in a situation
quite like that. You know what I mean? That's pretty fucking rough, dude. I don't
know if anybody knows people, what they do in that situation.
Well, right. So like the one kid that we watched on a video, he said that like he was sitting there laying there. He smeared blood on his face to make it look like he was dead. He'd already took a bullet, right? And he watched him come up and shoot this a friend of his right in the face. Just point blank right in the fucking face, and guy had to watch his friend get shot in the face like that. Ugh, I can't think that those 9mm rounds had much like probably just would have put a hole. It's not gonna like do it like a shotgun type damage, but fuck, man, to watch that, just to even see your best friend get shot in the face. I don't know.
Well, that's another thing. I mean, okay, you're there, and the guy's coming up to you with a pistol. I don't know if I just sit there. I mean, I'm gonna try to take him out.
Yes,
you're not gonna just shoot me in the face.
Told Everett. I said, look, man, you get fucking 15 guys. They got two fucking guys. You got. Dude, bro.
Good luck getting 15 guys is my point.
No, but I'm just saying, but if he's coming up to me with that thing pointed at me, you got nothing to lose at that point.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with you there, but my point is Eric somehow, he's quietly building up a 15-man army to rush these guys. Who are your idiots that are going first?
Exactly that.
Yeah, good luck. Good luck getting people to volunteer to be shot. So you can be the hero after they do that.
Say three.
Are you going
to
go first?
Say three. Yeah, if I have to. So say three of them die, and you save, you know, the potential 40 other kids that could have died from the gunshots.
That's all fine and well if you want to be a hero and sacrifice your life like that. And I'm not all about sacrificing my life.
Okay.
You say you are.
I said okay.
I'd like to see. I've been in a situation where I know I'm going to fucking not do it. I know. I failed in my situation before. I was always, you know, I'd had to be the person, you're like, I always want to be the hero. And one time a lady fell down in front of me. And like I was standing outside in front of the place I used to work, and like an old lady fell on the curb and fell and hit the ground. I kind of froze, like, holy shit, what just happened? But the person was with me, thought, oh fuck, check to make sure this lady was fine. I know that if I had frozen on something as simple as a lady falling, I'm probably not doing too good in a situation like this. So my point is, be realistic. Most people you're gonna be freaking the fuck out. You're gonna be thinking, I gotta get out of here. These people have guns. You've never had somebody shoot at you like that.
Not shoot at me. I've had a gun stuck in my face, and I've also
you've never
watched
seen
people
one of your
get
friends
their face hamburgered with fucking welding equipment and everything else. I've seen injuries that are pretty grotesque.
Yeah, but not those are accidents.
Of course.
But when I'm talking about somebody shooting the faces off your friends right next to you.
The potential threat for human life stays the same regardless of whether it's an accidental or it's
that's
someone
not
else.
My point. I'm talking about your point.
You're saying reacting to it, right?
Right. How you're going to react at that point whenever it's either die or kill.
Okay.
I'm not sure anybody knows how they've reacted.
Yeah, that's my point.
The adrenaline dump, you know, but you just never know what's going to happen when you're.
I just love hearing these
tough guys like Eric saying, you know,
I'm going to fucking take
these guys out.
I wouldn't sit there and watch them fucking shoot everybody around me and wait for my fucking.
I know
turn.
What you would do, no hopefully, way. Is be self-preservant and try to get out of the situation. Instead of thinking, I'm going to go over here, I'm going to figure out a plan to take these
people,
guys out.
Let all those other people just
if
die.
You want to be John McClane, fine. I don't think that's a smart way to go about it.
Well, you can look at it however you want. You don't have to look at it like I'm looking at it. You can look at it however you want.
Well, that's fair.
I'd rather people didn't die. If I could do something to stop that, why wouldn't I?
See, I'd like to see you in that situation. I don't know.
I'm just saying.
Well, the example of that would be the 9/11 where they rushed the cockpit, remember? The Pennsylvania.
Yeah, goddamn right. I'd have been right there.
At that point, these guys were already dead. They already figured we're dead. So. Yeah.
There's a little
bit
of a
difference. He only had a fucking razor knife.
Exactly.
Too. Bring that shit all the way
on.
You
take your shirt off, wrap it around your arm, and run in a motherfucker with a knife.
Bring that shit all the way on.
When a guy's got a sawed-off shotgun and a fucking 9mm semi-automatic pistol, it's a little bit different rushing him. You know what I mean? Even if you got 15 guys.
Look, I watched Nick Cage take a bullet to the fucking arm and not move, okay?
Yeah, that's
a salient point, yeah.
Con Air, you seen that movie?
No, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah,
yeah, he's talking about Con Air.
Oh, okay. I thought it was To Live and Die in Vegas.
No. Oh, Leaving Las Vegas? I don't know. He's got a lot of movies.
Yeah, which one was it? I don't know. Yeah, is that what it was? The one where he drank himself to death?
Jennifer Grey?
Yeah, that was such a good movie, too. It wasn't Jennifer Grey. Yeah, it was Elizabeth
Shue. Very entertaining.
Oh, fuck, they look so much alike.
No, they don't. Not even a little. Jennifer Grey was the
they
sister.
They remind me of each other.
Okay. Okay. They were both in 80s movies, goddammit. Close enough. Get back to my timeline here and close it out. 11:25, Patty Nelson had made it to the checkout desk in the school's library. So if you find the schematics of the school, you can find out that the library and the cafeteria are right on top of each other. The library is up second floor, cafeteria is on the bottom floor. So they can hear the fucking chaos going on right below them. Chaos is happening in the stairwells all over the place. They're shooting people down from the stairs. Anyway, in the library, Patty Nelson makes it to the library checkout.
Let me ask you this: were these guys together through all this, or one? Were
they split up twice?
Okay,
I believe.
But
very.
So maybe when they split up, you might take a shot.
That'd be the best spot to do it.
If there's two of them, boy, I don't know. That'd be tough. But
Yeah.
Because there were times when they were
never. I would say from what I've read, they were never away from each other because everything happened so quick. They couldn't have been each other away from each other more than 30 seconds.
Now, the one in the hallway upstairs, outside of the library, I think it was a minute or two at most, two, three
minutes. At most,
They weren't apart for very long.
She called 911 and she tried to get the students in the library to hide under the tables. The tables weren't very large and not designed to have people under them, but the students complied as best they could. They didn't really understand what was happening. Most of them thought it was a joke or a drill and kept moving around. Can you imagine that? This is just a joke. It's a drill. That's what a lot of people outside thought, too, because those kids were in drama club, and they thought that the guns they had were just prop guns. So they went on walking about their way, fucking took gunfire for walking that direction because they didn't realize the gravity of the situation.
I was in drama in high school, boy. We never fired off any blanks.
There were people that thought that it was fireworks, that it was a senior prank. There was a senior prank going on because they saw a bunch of people running and shit. It's like, oh, it's about that time of year for the senior prank. Because this was only like 3 days after prom. Prom happened that Saturday night, and this was Tuesday morning. Which one of the kids, I don't remember which one, I think it was Eric Harris, attended prom. He was actually there. He went to prom.
Dylan Klebel.
Was it Dylan?
Yeah. He had attended prom. Eric Harris went to the after prom.
He likes to party.
The guy had a date?
Klebold did, right?
I honestly never saw that he had a date. I know he was at the prom. I
shouldn't perpetuate that because, I don't know if he went with a girl or a
don't know.
Or
can you go to the prom without a date?
Fuck, you can do what you want, Armand. It's America.
Goddamn America. What's wrong with you? Let's see. Where are we going here? Where are we at? So, do we have a good explanation of everything that went down in the library? This is kind of long
no,
form.
No, the library is...
That's where that's the majority of the juice. That's where they did the majority of their killing, basically running around, shooting people under chairs.
See, there goes the bullying kind of concept, because the library is not where you'd go. You go to the gym or the practice field or something.
At one set of tables, there were three friends hiding. This is an interesting one, was Matthew Ketcher, a football player, Isaiah Scholes, an ex-football player and wrestler whose father, who had had a dispute with the shooters, and Craig Scott, who was the younger brother of the victim, Rachel Scott, who was the first person shot earlier in the day that died. Well, not first person shot, first one to die, because that guy got shot 8 times. It was with her.
Yeah, he lived.
Where are we at here? The shooters flanked the table on the east and west sides. Isaiah was heard of the witness have told the shooters he was scared and wanted to go home to see his mom. Dylan had made a racial comment towards Isaiah in one of the videos we watched with the...
This kid's black?
You're right.
These kids, the shooters were just incredibly racist.
But that, again, I don't think that was the complete
motivation, but
that's part of the whole cool part of it to them.
Exactly.
They're living out their own sick little, I hate to say it, video game type fantasy fucking, we're weekend warrior, time to fucking let her rage out and
it's the same people from American History X that want to be the skinheads type of shit.
Exactly.
Hail Hitler type crap.
I think we could classify this as a hate crime.
Yeah. I mean, but... Not really, though. I mean, you can, but it was indiscriminate. They hated everybody. It's still a hate crime, but there were white kids.
I agree exactly.
I mean, they hated everybody.
I agree exactly. One of the people said he used the N-word. He says, hey, we got us an N-word over here, and they pulled him out, and he wouldn't come out, so they shot him under the table. At the same time, as soon as they shot him, they shot the other kid on the, they were on opposite sides of the table. Three kids, shot one here, shot here, left the other one.
So he lived. The guy in the middle lived?
Yep. Let's see. Craig Scott, which was the guy who lived, was uninjured. He laid in his friend's spilling blood, pretending to be dead.
That's about all you can do, really.
At that point, Eric threw a CO2 cartridge, homemade explosive called a cricket, under a table where a couple other kids were at. One kid was frozen in fear, too afraid to be moving, and landed on his leg. Well, the kid who was with him was thinking, grabbed it and fucking threw it away.
It
blew up in the air.
Oh, man, fuck.
Yeah. Let's see.
That's quick thinking.
11:34 a.m., the shooters moved to the center of the library where they reloaded their weapons at a midway table across the room. Eric then caught the sight of a student hiding under a nearby table and recognized him, told him to identify himself. With Dylan aiming a gun at his head, John Savage identified himself. He was an acquaintance of Dylan's. He asked Dylan what he was doing, which Klebold replied casually, oh, just killing people. John asked that they're going to kill him too, and Dylan told him to get out of the library. John left immediately, escaping through the library's main entrance. So they didn't want to kill everybody.
And then out the front door. Well, no, and he let it, right when they pulled up outside.
Right? Oh, yeah, his buddy Brown, Brown.
The dude was like, what's going on here? And he's like, look, man, I like you today. He's like, go home. You don't want to be here.
Well, because he had missed a test. Because he skipped his, bowling first period in the morning they skipped, which is weird. The teacher said that was weird. Third period, I think, was a psychology class that they skipped and missed a test. And the kid was going outside to have a smoke, right, in between classes or whatever, and saw Eric coming in. And he had said something. I was like, hey, you missed the test. And he replies back to him, it doesn't even matter anymore. I like you. Get out of here.
Wow. So they did spare.
He laughingly said that, by the way. It doesn't matter anymore.
Whenever the shooting started.
These guys had to be high, man. I don't know what they were on, but they were.
I don't know about that.
Whenever the shooting started, though, his friend, what was Brown, was right? What's his name?
Yeah, hold on. Let me look it up here.
His friend, the one that he had just saw right when they pulled up, that kid like immediately ran to somebody's homes, called 911. I know who it is. They're shooting at the school. You know, I know who's involved. And yeah, so, I mean, he immediately fucking knew as soon as he heard the gunshots.
Let's see.
That's pretty perceptive.
At 11:35 a.m., Eric turned and fired on the table directly north of where they'd been, shooting Daniel Mauser in the face. That's the kid. They shot him in the hand first, so this is kind of missing out on a little bit of that whole story. They moved to another table where Jennifer Doyle, Stephen Eubanks, and Corey DePooter were hiding. Both come and open fire on the kids hiding there. Corey was killed. Jennifer and Austin were just injured. They headed towards the administration desk and threw a Molotov cocktail down the south.
I heard that one didn't explode, though.
But it didn't explode.
Yeah.
Eric came around the east side of the counter, and Dylan joined him from the west. They both converged near where Evan Todd had moved after being injured. Dylan made fun of him, discussed killing him, but didn't. Eric then suggested they go down to the school's common area. Before leaving, Dylan fired a shot into the library staff break room, hitting a television. He then slammed a chair down on top of the computer terminal that was on the library counter, beneath which Patty Nelson was hiding. Ooh, I bet she was shitting herself.
Fuck yeah.
She had that phone she had used to call 911. Open the whole time after she had called 911, so she's hiding, and 911 could hear the entire fucking thing going down. You can hear that tape, so that's available.
You could hear them come into there and say, you know, everybody stand up, like, you know what I mean, like you could literally hear them say that.
And yeah. She didn't, I guess.
Well, no.
She stayed under the table.
Apparently so. She's still alive.
Well, it seems like it wasn't completely indiscriminate, though. They did say, you know, if you were their buddy, or
that's the thing,
they perceived to be your buddy, you might actually make it.
That's the thing too. It is a little bit about fame. I think they were mostly just full of shit.
Yeah, they're definitely full of shit. But that's what they want. They wanted fame more than anything. It wasn't about a cause. It wasn't because they were bullied. It wasn't to do it because they hate black people or they hate Jews or they want to be this or that. It was the fame, and then they're full of shit. Yeah, they're medically. What do you call it? Like they had so much prescription drugs. The one kid was on Ritalin for 9 years.
That's the thing about these two guys. They couldn't have been more different than each other. Really, Eric Harris, psychopath. He was the type of kid that would tell you whatever you wanted to hear, be real nice, Eddie Haskell-ish to your face. But on the other end, he seemingly hated people.
He used to brag to people privately that he could make anyone believe anything. The guy was just a master. Tried to be a master manipulator.
Well, he's the guy that talked this other guy into doing it.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, he was kind of like a shadow. And Dylan Klebold, he had real depression issues. Didn't think he was good enough. Didn't think he was ever going to go anywhere in life. Had it with the system, you know, done being bullied. And saw in Eric Harris. Not his out so much, but he was almost starstruck in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Like, think so?
I think so.
Mm. I think he knew what he was doing the entire time. They both did as far as like, we hate black people and this. And it's like, no, you don't. You're doing this.
I think they did that because they thought it was cool.
Exactly.
You know, the American History X, like you said, that's a fucking romantic. I want to be, you know, the badass white guy.
They're idiots.
11:38, they threw several more pipe downs down the cafeteria below. They threw an explosive into a storage room passing, but nobody was in it. A teacher saw the gunman at 11:40 in the science hallway in front of the chemical storage room just east of the science room. Several students saw Eric and Dylan shooting in empty rooms after they taped a Molotov cocktail to the storage room door. And they were just trying some shit out. It caused a small fire in the storage room where it went off. Teacher put the fire out a short while later, once the gunman had left. At 11:44, Eric stopped on the stairs and knelt down to fire several shots with his carbine at a duffel bag containing one of the 20-pound propane bombs, which, if you know anything about propane tanks, you can't just usually shoot them to make them explode. Despite the room being littered with hundreds of backpacks and bags, he knew exactly which one to shoot at. It didn't work. Dylan walked over to the same bomb after Eric's failed attempts to detonate and tampered with something on the floor, but again, nothing happened. A witness hiding in the cafeteria heard one of the gunmen say, "Today the world's going to come to an end. Today's the day we die." That seems kind of fantastic there, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah.
I don't know they actually said that. I mean, it's hard to believe anybody would say that. And if they did say that, that right there, again, goes to the whole fact that they're full of fucking shit. You don't say shit like that whenever you're, you know what I mean? It's dramatic. It's super dramatic. That's from a movie. You don't say that type of shit unless you've watched movies over and over to make you think, well, I got to have my John Wayne moment. You know what I mean? You got to have the line. That's the line.
I don't know. This whole thing seems kind of operatic to me, though. Yeah. I mean, these guys, just to do what they did. I mean, this was to them. I think this was,
and I think our piece of
something
shit,
noble. I don't know, or some kind of oddly, it was dramatic.
I think our piece of shit government took every advantage of it they could too, blaming it on like you know, video games, violent video games and music.
Well, I think we get to that after all this. I'd like to discuss.
Oh yeah, they got it was a whole Marilyn Manson thing. Yeah. But let's see, 11:49, they head to the main office area where an unarmed security guard and secretary were hiding. On lengthy calls to 911. Outside, the SWAT team has arrived on the east side of Columbine. 3 minutes later, sheriff arrived at the command post that the police had set up and authorized the SWAT team to enter the school. At 11:53, Eric and Dylan moved from the offices to the art hall, firing their weapons in the ceiling as they went. They went back down to the cafeteria again at 11:56 a.m., looking defeated in posture on the security tapes. Objection. Opinion. The bombs hadn't exploded, and the sprinkler system had put out the fire they'd managed to start. At that time, the first reports of two gunmen at Columbine High School were beginning to air on television. The shooters went into the kitchen very briefly, then headed back upstairs once more at 12 p.m. precisely. Outside, an armored vehicle arrived because the area was deemed unsafe for medical. Uninterrupted broadcasts on television were now airing on television stations nationwide, stunning the people of the U.S. From 12:02 to 12:05, the gunmen were back in the library, firing out the broken west windows at the emergency workers and law enforcement who were trying to get people to safety and assist the wounded who were able to get out of the school. So earlier on, before they come into the school, they'd shot a couple people outside, right? And one of the people they didn't kill, they'd shot him and actually, you know, they paralyzed him. He had been laying in the door to the outside and in the cafeteria. He was one of the kids that rubbed blood on his face, you know, to try to make it seem like he was dead. Well, he had caught the notice of a paramedics guy who was in the area, and they went over to grab him. They fucking basically said they just grabbed him up by his belt and his fucking shirt and drug him out of it. Well, they started raining down shots on him right then. That's pretty crazy when you're trying to go after the medics.
He said they tried to kill me again, is what he said. He said they tried to kill me the once, they shot me, thought I was dead, then they tried to kill me again. They were shooting at me. He said he could see the concrete like on the sidewalk.
Him or the guys that were dragging him?
The
guy who was getting dragged was the one that said they tried to kill me again.
Right.
Yeah, which was Sean Graves.
He could see the fucking sidewalk just boom, like just you know, he's just being drugged, watching the fucking sidewalk, just bullets hit next to him. Poof. It's fucking nuts, man.
Pretty crazy. At 12:04, they were able to rescue Sean Graves from where he laid outside. Eventually needs a wheelchair. Smoke alarm went off at 12:08. By this time, they've already actually killed themselves where the shooter's bodies were later found. A small Molotov cocktail placed on a nearby table near one of the gunmen. They lit the fuse of the thing that was high enough to break the glass of the bottle, allowing the flammable liquid inside to spill and make a small fire that set up an alarm and then caused an explosion. So yeah, at some point in that time, right after they had rained down fire on the paramedics, they committed suicide.
They don't know what gunshots and when exactly it was in like a 2 or 3 minute period. They can't nail it down.
Eric is still really, really wondering about the
if they shot each other.
The death pact.
Well, yeah, had they shot each other or shot themselves? I really don't think it matters though. What is that?
I don't know, man, but I just feel
like it seems like it'd be just too hard to coordinate. They have to be a meet.
One.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but listen.
Two.
Listen, stop right now. You guys are thinking about it, okay? Now, if you're in the heat of the moment, you just done all this and killed all these fucking people, and you're like, yeah, fuck, man, we're going down. What do you say? Let's do it. I mean, hey, come on. What
but
else
that's the thing. None of this
lose?
Was the heat of the moment, really. They had planned the whole time. They knew they were going to die. So it's not like, hey, what do you think? I mean, they had him.
Not
they
exactly
knew they were
Thelma going to
who went first, you know?
I don't know. Same timesies. One, two, three, ba-bang.
Well, maybe one of them shot the other and then shot himself.
Well, yeah, that would have been a murder-suicide, though, right?
No, that they could have.
Technically, yes.
Well, they could have known that because they would have had the same bullet in each head or whatever. Whenever
they
would
have known who shot who.
Whom?
Shotguns? What weapon was used, you know?
Beats the shit out of me. But that's the basic timeline, though, of how it went down. Pretty nuts. I want to go over real quick this website I found that's supposedly the Trenchcoat Mafia webpage that was built by Eric Harris. It starts out with a little intro. It says, "Hello and Heil Hitler." Okay, this is going to be kind of racist. I'm going to read this as is written.
All right.
This is not my or Line of Media or anybody else's views, and these words I'm getting ready to use are not funny. They're just, and Armand, don't you laugh at this. I know you're going to laugh.
Can I hit the button?
No, okay. No, you can't hit the laugh button. So that being said, here we go. "Hello and Heil Hitler. My name is Eric, and this is my webpage."
Not me.
"I hate jocks, Jews, and jigaboos." This reads exactly like Seth, or not Seth, in American History X, where he gets him on cameras. Seth gets Edward Furlong on cameras. Tell me what you hate. You know, what's wrong with this country or something. You know, and he gives that whole little diatribe about how it's cool to be black and whatnot. You know what I mean? I hate how it's cool to be black these days.
Yeah.
So it's the same type of talk as what he gives right there. He says, I loathe or I hate jocks, Jews, and jigaboos. I loathe wops, spicks, and blood engorged ticks. On particularly bad days, I kick dogs and shoot cats. But rest assured, I'm badder than all that. I'm building a series of explosives to take down my school on Hitler's birthday. It seems a fitting tribute to this glorious man who did so much for white culture. Here are the basic rules of the Trenchcoat Mafia. Rule one, Hitler is cool. Jocks suck and football sucks too.
So you can totally tell this was a 90s high school student.
I thought these guys weren't in this group though.
No, this was their group. The Trenchcoat Mafia. I tried to tell Everett that earlier.
Afterwards, they say they're not. But this is his webpage.
All right.
Either which way. Negroes need to be put down. Negroes need to put down their 40s and head back to Africa. School sucks and should be bombed.
Okay, well, he's got a point there.
No, he doesn't.
Teachers. Not about the bombing, but.
The school sucks?
Yeah.
Okay, I can go with that.
We got to learn on the internet. Homeschool.
Teachers are the real death camp guards. The Holocaust never happened. The Holocaust never happened, but. It would have been cool if it had.
Jeez. Wow.
The big secret is that cheerleaders have more problems with gas than average Americans.
Ooh, I don't really that's an interesting theory.
Hot air type of thing? Or
Flatulence. That's what I said. Everybody's like,
I would think.
Be talking about farts.
Being a joke.
Like, it doesn't make sense. Like, where is that coming out of left field?
Because girls don't fart. You never heard that expression?
What part of this scree does make sense?
Fair enough. Doom is a fun game, which it was.
Agreed.
German industrial music.
Is that a real game?
Yeah, Doom was one of the.
Oh, okay.
Not one of the first first-person shooters. Oh, not the okay. German industrial music is better than all other music.
I don't know about
like
that.
Techno, I'm not even close.
Prefer Beethoven. All right.
Well, that's another German for you. Is he Austrian?
No, he's German. He was born in Bonn.
If something explodes, it's cooler than if it doesn't.
And that's not wrong either.
It's pretty profound.
He's got a couple pictures of some goth girls.
Who is
labeled.
This? Is this Klebold or Harris?
This is Harris, okay. Supposedly. He's got instructions on how to build a pipe bomb. These are the dumbest instructions you'll ever hear.
Don't ever build a pipe bomb like this. Go ahead and give it to him because this is
you
not
can't
gonna,
build a.
You blow yourself up.
It
just won't work at all.
It doesn't give you enough info how to do it. Get a metal pipe. Seal one end up with epoxy resin.
Oh yeah.
Pack it with explosives and nails. Okay, what kind of explosives?
Doesn't matter.
Put in a fuse. Seal the other end with epoxy, leaving a millimeter of space around the fuse. Put it somewhere where there are again. This isn't me. Jocks, Jews, or jigaboos, and light the fuse. Step 7. Run away.
Well, I can tell you how to build an atom bomb if you're going to, you know, that.
If that's all the granular we're getting.
Yeah. Get 20 kilograms of uranium.
And then?
Go on.
Well, take a chunk of it out.
And then?
Put it on the other end of a explosive device.
What'd you say, a real big pendulum?
Fire the chunk that's out into the critic, and so you get critical mass.
That was the second
it'll blow
one.
Up.
That was a little boy.
Right.
Yeah.
The other one was bomb. Like, get a bunch of mirrors.
Well, that was that compression bomb.
Yeah, you blow a bunch of TNT and smash the plutonium, so it undergoes a fission.
The two bombs were the different methods of
correct.
I didn't know that until just now.
On the two bombs they use in Japan,
I know they were different methods.
Yeah,
the uranium when it was where they had a chunk of uranium which was subcritical mass, and they had another chunk of uranium which was subcritical mass, and they fired them together
like a shotgun.
Yeah,
blew it together like shot one a bullet of it into the other one,
right,
and to create like density of mass to start the chain reaction of the neutrons.
Yeah, then it blew up the other.
That's
one
pretty fucking smart, I guess.
Yeah, that wouldn't work with plutonium though, so what they had to do was they actually had to squeeze it like you're squeezing a balloon.
They use C4 around it on every direction and blew using photo cells.
They use lenses,
exposes all off at the same time, and use that pressure of that explosion to collapse the pressure on that plutonium. Right.
Well, that's fucking genius too.
But the real trick was getting it to be, it had to be exactly
1,800 feet off the ground, right?
No.
2,000 feet
it's
off
the
ground.
It's the timing.
Yeah,
the trick.
It had to be exactly right, or you're going to if you don't squeeze it just right, it's going to pop out, you know.
One side or the other, right.
Yeah, so it had to be instantaneously. That was the problem.
Aaron Eckhart core speech, you know, fire them within a millisecond.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
but way closer. It's nanoseconds.
Yeah, it had to be virtually exactly the same time. Yeah. That's what took so long to do. And John von Neumann came up with using lenses. Used some kind of, you know, whatever. The guy's a genius. He's one of the Martians, by the way. Those Hungarian guys that were so smart, they think they're Martians. We got to do a show on them.
We ought to. I need more info on that.
Yeah, the Martians.
Here's another little instructional thing. How to poison someone whom you hate. One.
This is still a website here?
Yeah, this is I'm going to do a whole bunch of stuff from this
Jesus
fucking
Christ.
Crazy website. Number one, buy some rat poison. Seems plenty easy.
Okay.
Slit open a hot dog and put poison inside hot dog. Use a tofu pup if the intended victim is a vegetarian. So they got that covered.
Yeah.
Give a hot dog to person you hate and make them eat it.
Here's the important part.
Gentle persuasion is best, not strong arm tactics. If, for example, good, eat this hot dog. It's good for you and surely tasty as well. Bad way. Eat this hot dog because I want you to die, motherfucker. So yeah, he gives you examples about how you should go.
Carrot and the stick.
But see, there's a flaw in that though, like because you're basing that off and somebody's going to eat a hot dog. Like, you know, maybe the guy doesn't like hot dogs, or maybe the chick doesn't want a fucking hot dog. She's on a diet. What are you going
to
do then?
And then you say, eat this fucking hot dog because I want you to die, motherfucker. See if that plan B works.
Surely not going to eat it then.
Probably not.
I'd put a piece of cake or something, wouldn't you?
I mean, that would work for me.
Cake would work. Yeah.
Tortilla chip or something. Mm.
Here's a little entry on like a little blog post or something on this website. This is pre-blogs, but I'm sad to report that the Marines have rejected me as a recruit. I told them I wasn't taking any medication, even though I've been on Ritalin and Contentamine.
The hell is
extra
that?
Strength for the past 2 years. Well,
I don't
years.
Contentamine it implies some kind of antidepressant. Content.
So it looks like I'm going to have to wage my own war if I want to taste the blood and dirt of the battlefield. But that's okay. We of the trench coat mafia still march around military style in our trench coats. Especially in the school hallways, honing and developing our master plan. We will conquer the entire world once we get a few things straight and make our bombs. So if you're not a jock, Jew, or jigaboo, not a wop, spick, or country hick, not a Jap, slanner, my old gypsy aunt, and want to get with the program, post in my non-Jew, whites-only Hitler Memorial Forum. Or...
how about Catholics?
Or alternatively, as a concession to those not comprising the master race, here is my new colored forum. So he's got you covering them both. If you're one of the good ones, we got you here. If you're, you know, of color, we still...
he used comprised improperly. That's not the right way to use that word. Well, composed, not comprised.
He's in high school.
Maybe so. If you would have told him that, it could have stopped this whole thing.
Yeah. Obviously, the man's...
Armand would have been shot.
Yeah, he would have blown my face off for sure. But that was a solecism.
Here's some more diatribe. Littleton, Colorado isn't a great place to grow up as a white boy. If I had had my druthers... I'd be anywhere else at all, even in some place with lots of malt liquor drinking, rhyme-busting, ass-capping Negroes, and perhaps a few squinty-eyed, dog-eating Chinese people. Crikey.
Just racist as fuck, the guy is.
But again, I think he's doing this for the humor of it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so he thinks it's funny. He thinks it looks cool.
Right.
I didn't know that. This was 99?
99, yeah.
Was anybody on that? Were you on the internet in 99?
I was, yeah.
Really?
I had written my first webpage in 96, 97.
So, all right, I'm 20 years behind.
At least here in Littleton, there's just no place to hang out, only endless subdivisions all the way to the foot of the Rockies. Nobody thought to leave room for parks, youth centers, or places for me to test my explosives. This might seem kind of gay, but I'd like to live in a place with a little sense of history or the importance of the natural world. Much like Hitler, I'm a goth, see? I want old cemeteries and gnarly trees, not the contender for biggest indoor mall in the Mountain Time Zone. In Littleton, wherever it's not strip development, it's all cookie-cutter mansion housing on undersized lots. There's not a whole lot to do. So when I'm not out bowling with my friends or playing endless hours of Doom, I pretty much keep to my daddy's garage night and day making pipe bombs with my daddy's tools. My daddy is helpful, even if he doesn't agree with my ideology. I will say this. His bombs blow up much more reliably than mine do.
Okay, like, what happened to him?
I would say he got sued.
I would say that, but I honestly don't believe the dad helped. I think that was fuck you, dad. You're getting implicated in my crime spree.
Eric Harris is that type of motherfucker to do that too. I agree. A cocksucker.
I agree exactly. I'll take whoever I can down, even if
it's like to have a son like this guy.
Well, you fucking
I wouldn't.
You beat him hard.
He says this is just child's play, of course, but it's part of our preparation for the big assault that is coming, Hitler be willing. Our master plan is to kill at least 500 people at our high school, besiege the local neighborhood, seize the airport, and then crash a plane full of jocks and cheerleaders into the Pentagon.
All right, now nobody said anything about this?
Repeat that last part for me there, Everett.
Seize the airport and then crash a plane full of jocks and cheerleaders into the Pentagon.
Crash a plane into the fucking Pentagon.
Guy was ahead of his time, wasn't he?
Sure was, about 2 years ahead of his time.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, nobody saw this and said anything about it. I mean,
these were their journals.
Again, this isn't early.
I was on the internet.
Well, this is early internet.
Yeah, but somebody.
There was no Google unless he told somebody about this website and how to get there. It didn't exist. You know what I mean? It's just out there on the internet. Let me ask you this. Eric's got a blog. Find it without Google.
Without Google.
Can't even find Eric without Google.
There you go.
I don't know where he is.
So what I'm saying is, If this
I don't think you find me with Google.
This would be really hard unless somebody straight narked him out. I know of Eric's site. Here's what he's got on there. Check it out.
So this is like our site. What's it called?
I don't know what you're talking
about. No.
Not like the, what is it?
No.
What do you guys
I don't
got?
Even know our site.
You guys got a site?
No. We got a site.
He's talking about.
One of your Facebook groups?
No.
Discord. I can't say that.
Oh. That's not what I thought he was talking about.
Hey, why don't you just keep it down over there then? Because there's other shit people don't need to know about. You're over there.
I don't know about it.
I know about Discord. Yeah, it's Discord. Join our Discord, by the way. It's Real Talk Podcast.
Yeah, it's getting pretty crazy on Discord.
It's fucking madness with you people.
Discord.
SurrealTalkPodcast.com/Discord. That's DISCORD. What Discord is, it's like just basically a chat program and server. You get on, you can talk with us. We're on it all day long. I haven't had as much time lately to be on there as I'd like to. There's a lot of fucking wackiness on there that's kind of put me off for right now.
What are you talking about?
I don't know, man. You guys get a little bit crazy. I had to create a no-holds-barred fucking forum because you guys are getting way too nuts in the general area.
Yeah, the pegging thing really took off. So
it gets crazy on there. Let's just say it gets crazy enough where I kind of step back from it.
If you're into weird shit, get on our Discord.
We're all a family. Come on.
That's even worse, Armand.
Be a part of the family.
It's incestual.
It's incestuous.
I want to read a couple more things here. By nature, I'm fairly depressed most of the time.
Oh, God.
It pretty much goes with the territory when you're a middle American suburban goth with a penchant for computer gaming and bomb making. As I've already said, I'm on medication, but the regular FDA-approved stuff doesn't quite cut it, so I'm into illegal drugs when I can get them. But when I can't, it's time to take over-the-counter medication to excess. It's the as-directed part that makes conventional OTCs lame. My recent OTC of choice is cough syrup. I highly recommend it.
Sniffing airplane glue.
It's the best. I picked a hell of a day to stop sniffing glue. It's the best thing after a hard day of being called gay by a schoolyard full of fashionable jocks and cheerleaders. So, cough syrup, everybody. Highly recommend it.
All right. Well, I'm going to have a comment about this. And this is, I mean, now this is 20 years ago, of course, but 21 years ago. But I don't think that's gotten any better. I think, you know.
The cough syrup?
No, the kids that are being depressed. And, I mean, not necessarily murderous. But,
no, man.
They're so depressed. They're all on medication.
It's been going on since the beginning of time. Except now kids.
No, not when I was in school. Nobody was taking antidepressants that I know of.
Well, they didn't really exist in the way they did. My point is there was always kids that were depressed.
Diazepam. The Valium.
My point is there's always kids that are depressed.
No, not like now.
I disagree.
Come on.
All
right, gang. Well, I'll say what do you guys say?
What the difference is it's hard to have people reinforce you like you can today. These days, you can get reinforced from people. You can get on the internet and have a dozen people, 100 people tell you where your right life sucks. It's a reinforcement society, in my opinion, these days.
Perhaps, but I think the angst itself is...
I think it's new?
Wait, so you
yeah,
don't
I
think,
do.
As
I ma- do.
As much as you
we
call
never thought
people,
about that stuff.
Hang on now. As much as you call people snowflakes, you're just saying that they're not snowflakes, that they're actually people
that
are more depressed.
That is part of snowflakery.
But people are just more depressed now.
Yeah.
Oh.
I really do. I mean, when I was in school, I mean, everybody was wondering, high school anyway, it's like, what am I going to do when I graduate? Am I going to graduate? Then I'm going to get a job? Am I going to college? I don't remember people talking, around about how horrible
this
everything
was. 60
and,
years ago.
Yeah.
Well, this is during the Depression.
Before the pyramids.
Wrecked.
What did the Pharaoh
have to
say about
this? We all got together and built the Sphinx,
We got wrecked. The sphincter, maybe. That's what. If you would have built it, it would have been called the sphincter, Armand. Let's be serious.
Here's another one. He says, I'm extremely upset about the execution
I'd
of Timothy
McVeigh.
I'd
use you to McVeigh. Do the welding. All right, what?
I am extremely upset about the execution of Timothy McVeigh. I don't care when anyone says that guy really knew how to blow things up.
Well, he's got a point there.
But that doesn't excuse him from execution.
Yeah, right. That's you blow people up, you get, you get executed. So
it's a shame I will never be able to learn at the feet of this true master. This hero to all things that go boom. My hacker friend, spelled H4X0R, which is internet leet speak, means his hacker buddies.
Yeah, but nowadays that's like,
it's very dumb. Even back then, it was really dumb.
You don't get the,
the SpongeBob
serious?
Meme.
Yeah. Yeah,
we get
Come
it.
On, Armand.
We get it.
Oh. Damn, I hit the wrong button again.
It's fine. We're
I'll get it.
Just, no, you won't.
Just be patient.
You want me back in that seat for at least 3 weeks.
Can't get the right.
We're gonna cycle.
All right.
So in the spirit of my hacker friends were able to recently obtain a video of the execution, which I've heard is illegal to watch.
What McVeigh's execution? Yeah.
What's the big deal there? It's just he fucking gets injected and dies.
Yeah, they're not fun. I mean, the guillotine would be pretty cool.
When was the last time the U.S. did a guillotine? I don't think ever.
The French, I think, it was like 19. It was the 30s, I think.
It might have been more recent than that.
The guillotine was...
We bought 30,000 of them, the United States government.
It's actually a very, very, the guy who invented it, it's a very actually
it's a reliable execution method.
Reliable and what he would consider
foolproof.
Merciful. It's quick. I mean, you know, he thought it was a very good way to kill somebody.
Nobody's doubting the effectiveness. Yeah, it works. But I mean, like 100% of the time.
Yeah, I mean, like Mary Queen of Scots, it took a couple of shots to cut her head off, you know.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh, and Thomas More too, I think. Yeah, they didn't, you know, that's why.
Sharp.
Barber. That was pretty common where the guy would fuck up and they'd have to do it three or four times.
Armand, by the way, Dean in the chat wants me to remind you, you suck in Team Eric. Nice.
Well,
if
you want to hear somebody really excoriate me, stick around for the after show. I think we got.
Oh, there's a good video.
Yeah, we got somebody really lets me have it.
Yeah. Not really lets me have it.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's only good to him because he doesn't hear a lot of them. I'd say it's kind of tame compared to some of the ones I've heard towards me.
Yeah, everybody hates you. Yeah. I'm not used to it.
So he goes on. So in the spirit of St. Timothy McVeigh, watch the video is yet another way to tell the government where to go. Sorry if I'm rambling, but I have a lot to say and not very much time to say it. Heil Hitler. That's the last...
I don't know. You know, I'm surprised he's only a Hitler guy, though. I mean, you might as well go for Stalin and Mao.
He's probably not even a Hitler guy.
Yeah. Real-time audible. We may just do Columbine Effect and Aftermath. No, second show?
No, that's a social show.
3DLs this week?
Eh.
That's not a social show. It's the after effects of what happened.
Fine, we'll do whatever you want to do.
No, we don't have to do that.
He's got a couple of links on his site. Why skinheads suck, which I find to be kind of weird.
He's got a problem with skinheads now?
Apparently so. Well, they had a problem with skinheads in American History X again.
Yeah, they didn't like them.
Low rent, you know what I mean?
Unorganized.
They make fun of them, yeah. Wow. He's also got the links to godhatesfags.com, which is the Westboro Baptist Church.
I found that pretty, like before I hated them, this guy's linking them on the internet. Like,
well, he puts with that link, you have to respect the refreshing intolerance of these religious kooks.
That's
refreshing.
That's pretty good, actually. That's a well-turned phrase, I must admit. For a psychopath, makes good sense.
Yeah. There's a whole
say that again.
You have to respect the
refreshing intolerance of these religious kooks.
Refreshing. The fact that he finds intolerance refreshing.
Yeah. Religious.
Wow. I mean, nail on the head. He's not fucking wrong about the religious kooks.
He's very effusive with his hatred, I have to admit.
He's got this long poem here, too. It's partially ganked from like song lyrics, but he bit it himself. Let me give you the first little bit of it. You'll see what kind of shit this guy's in.
The guy's Walt Whitman, too, huh?
What I don't see, I don't know. What I don't know, I don't want. What I don't want, I don't need. What I don't need, I don't feel. What I don't feel, I don't say. What I don't say, I don't do. What I don't do, I don't like. And what I don't like, I waste.
That's a poem?
It goes on. There's like many other stanzas.
Credo.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
I thought it was if a this piece is a lie, there is only passion. Through passion, I gain
strength.
That's
the Sith one, man. Oh.
Now, you're telling me, though, okay, let's say that nobody sees this on the internet, but you're telling me nobody notices that this kid's disturbed? I mean, he's walking around. I mean, he's totally normal at school and everything else, and nobody realizes this guy might have a little problem.
I think a lot of people probably did, but not, again, there had been no giant school shootings. The precedent had not been set for this type of shit.
So, I know, but I mean, nobody recommended he have psychiatric evaluation.
I'm sure they did.
Kill him, but
I'm sure they did.
It was a different time, Armand. They weren't. It was like you could. People didn't really go off like that.
I would say it was a different time that it would probably be more likely because now what they're worried about, of course, is that God forbid you say somebody's crazy, you know, because you'll get sued or whatever. That's what a lot of people are worried about. Like the guy that killed all the people, the actual psychiatrist at Fort Hood. I mean, he was sending out things, you know, Allah is great, you know, death to America. What he's got on his card.
Yeah.
And nobody said anything because they were worried about, you know, his commanding officers were worried that they would get in trouble. You know, you can't say anything about anybody. But at that time, you probably could say, listen, this kid's a little fucked. Somebody ought to talk to him.
Yeah, no shit. He's got some issues, man. Yeah. His issues got issues.
No, I'm not saying, I wouldn't jump to the conclusion he's going to, you know, make pipe bombs and guns and kill people. Although, maybe. Okay. I'm just saying there's got to be indications. If he's putting stuff like this on the internet, I'm sure he's walking around
telling people shit like this.
Yeah.
Writing it down. He had the videos where, so like the two guys, because, you know, these guys were 17 and 18 years old. They couldn't buy these guns legally.
Well, I have another question, though. What's this brigade of his called?
Trenchcoat Mafia.
Okay, are these the only two guys in it? Or
no.
There are other, okay, so
they claim there's up to 20 people.
Okay.
But after the shooting, the Trenchcoat Mafia was kind of like, they're not part of us.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, they just shot up a fucking school, you know.
And didn't ask any of you guys to do it with them. Or maybe they did.
Well, let me put it this way. I mean, I remember, you know, I'm not going to mention any names, but when I was a kid, there were certain Armenians that were talking about, you know, when a Turkish school bus blew up, they loved it. They were like, yeah, all right. Now, right, that's kind of sick.
We work with that guy.
Yeah. I don't want to mention any names. But Jesus. Anyway, but if I heard that guy, he's like, listen, I got some fertilizer in a truck, and I'm going to park it outside the Turkish embassy, I probably would have said something to somebody, you know, or if I saw he was writing stuff like this. I'm saying, for his own good, somebody better put this guy in, you know, get a butterfly net and put this guy away.
You know, in 99, I worked with a guy at a computer store I worked at. He was an ex-military guy. He was a soldier. He did two tours over in the Gulf. And he was actually stockpiling weapons under his house in a crawl space. I used to sell this guy weed way, way, way back when.
Oh, wonderful.
And he had claimed, no, I'm stockpiling these up to take out a government building. He used to say that all the time. I'm taking out a government building. It's only a matter of time.
Will.
He never did.
How's he doing today?
I haven't talked to him in almost as many years. He was I really liked him. He was a real nice guy. Hmm. But he was so serious about it too. Well, like, real dry humor.
He gave you a pass, so, though.
I know 99% of these guys are probably full of shit. But well, yeah. But I still think it's, I mean, that's what I'm trying to, I guess my point of this whole show, I guess, to make this worthwhile, is what do we do about this?
Well, there ain't shit we can do about it, because people are going to be crazy. Well, and you can't stop them before they do something. You can't read people's minds. This isn't Minority, or wasn't that the name of that movie?
Minority Report.
Right. Is that the one where they see into the future?
Yeah, that's it. I think it is, yeah.
Because of this, though.
Yeah, that's it. The one with Tom Cruise, right?
Something that was called the...
It's a Philip K. Dick short story.
Yeah, I don't know. The Columbine Effect. Have you ever heard of that, Armand?
Yeah, Minority Report.
You'll have to
amplify. So it's just the effect that people copycatting this incident. And
well, they want to top it, I think. Isn't that the problem? You know, they want more and more. Like, I know the kid from Virginia Tech wanted to set the record.
Well, it extended to like schools also and police. So the massacre had such an adverse effect on authority figures that they would often punish too harshly for menial crimes. Shortly after the massacre took place, there are tons of stories of harsh consequences on grade school kids being expelled for having nail clippers in their backpacks, etc. And other small and previously not punishable offenses were now getting kids suspended and expelled. So, the teachers, the administrations, they didn't want to take any fucking chance with this shit. You know, like, it changed the way people thought about things in this country.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, people would, like, after that, it was like, now everybody, they were just on their guard. You know what I mean? Like, fuck that.
It's similar to how after 9/11, you can't have more than 3 ounces of a liquid.
Yeah.
In some cases, there may have been a little bit of a...
Or you got to take your shoes off. That was all because of that shoe bomber. That one guy that was, you know, flying from Detroit.
Has there been any, since then... Anybody who's tried to do anything with their shoes?
Hell no. It's stupid. But
the
I have
zero
a story,
tolerance the policies. One, remember zero tolerance? Like that all that shit started from the Columbine shooting.
Well, remember, here again, I forgot the Massachusetts one?
Sandy Hook.
God damn it.
It's on your paper, Armand.
Well, it was all phony.
That's why we give you these papers.
Nick Drago told me it's phony. But I remember a friend of mine, her son, now this is a true story. It was like a week after the Sandy Hook. And of course, everybody's on edge. And this guy got he's a young kid, probably a 30-year-old at the time. He was in mid-20s. Young kid, got stoned, decided he and his buddy would have a little fun, called up a church and said, you know, I'm gonna blow this place up when everybody's in it. I'm going to set it on fire on his cell phone.
Oh, yeah, what a genius there.
Yeah, right. And the cops caught him.
National Junior Honor
and they were going to throw the book at this guy. I mean, they were really going to put him away for a long time.
Should have thrown the encyclopedia at him.
Well, I mean, the guy was harmless.
Or a heavy rock.
I mean... But they couldn't take it as a joke, which is what they thought it was.
Right.
But that's, you know, he just did it at the wrong time.
Yeah, for a while it was impossible to be a goth.
I don't know if Hitler was a goth.
He wasn't a goth.
Yeah, I don't know if Hitler wasn't a goth.
No, he was not.
He was Austrian.
Right. And even if he was a goth, it's not the same type of goth you're thinking there.
He may have been some Jew in him.
So here's, has he won any? No, so here's the big question here. Like, if they hadn't started this... Because they didn't really start it, but they glorified it and made it like front page. The shooting, the whole school shooting fucking phase, you know, phrase.
But the interesting, are there any other ones where there were like tandems of kids? Most of these other ones are just single guys, right?
Solos.
Yeah. Can you think of any other? I mean, this is
like team shooters.
Yeah. I can't think of any other team. You know, yeah, whatever you call
Florida
it.
Nightclub was a no. The Pulse nightclub, that was a no. The kid with the
Las Vegas guy was by himself, right?
At Charleston school. The Charleston shooter for that church that killed those black people. That kid was by Dylan Roof was by himself.
The guy, what was his name? Ho or whatever. He was a Asian guy. The Virginia Tech guy. He killed like 21 or something.
What about the Aurora, Colorado theater shooting?
Single guy.
Yeah, the guy that looked like
The fucking orange hair. Yeah. There's a ton of them. Yeah, I can't think of them. I've never thought about that before, but there's not a
duo. So there.
I mean, there probably fucking is, but.
But I'm just saying that's weird that, you know, if you want to really mirror what these guys are doing, you know, say, hey, man, we could kill more than Clee Bolton Harris. Let's get together and, you know. But these are all single killers, right? I think.
Best I can think of, I'm having trouble coming up with anything that isn't either teams, you know, like the 9/11 team or. Singles.
But what's your point? That this began all this? Because I think it would have probably...
Yeah, well, had it not happened, had they not glamorized it, glorified it, and brought it to the front line, made it public news...
Well, you know, a lot of kids like really...
Would we still have
but did it start...
all of these types of shootings? No, there were few school shootings, but none of them were as... This was, at the time, the deadliest in America.
Yeah, but these guys were inspired by the Marat building, so technically that probably started...
Well, they didn't even plan on having a shooting, Armand. This wasn't supposed to be a school shooting.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, so had they not done this...
Had there been no Oklahoma City building...
You can say that as well, right. But I'm just saying...
So that's probably... If you're gonna,
I'm perpetuating the shooting part of it. Had they not started shooting at school, like, you know, like they didn't plan on doing anyway, had they not went in and opened fire at the fucking school, would we still have all these school shootings that happened? Because, you know, that's kind of what... made people like realize that shit was even...
I'm not sure there were no school shootings before.
No, I didn't say there were no. I never said there were no school shootings.
I'm not sure. I got... There had to be something.
I'm saying that they brought it to the front line by having the deadliest attack in America, by, you know, the kids that are at home that feel like kind of like they do or whatever, or even really do feel that way because they're bullied, are looking at this like, wow, you know, maybe I could do something like that. Like, would this shit have actually happened? You know what I mean?
Same thing with any crime. You have your copycats.
I know. It's just something to think about.
Maybe, because I would think before this... If you were that fucked up, you just kill yourself. You know, I mean, the idea that you're going to go to school and kill 20 people with you.
I think it emboldened a lot of kids. A lot of kids thought they're fucking cool for the shit they pulled off. You know.
Yeah.
And the thing about these two guys, I don't think either one of them would have ever did this alone. I think they kind of fed off of each other. You know what I mean? Coming up with these plans together. Wouldn't it be cool if we did this?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And do you think it's possible there was a third person that had helped in the logistics?
No, you're just making shit up.
I'm asking, do you think it's possible?
Hey,
because there was a person
possible.
On the message board who had mentioned something about this going down a few days before.
And do we know that wasn't either Eric?
No, we
or
don't. Dylan. I don't think it was, though. I get the feeling it was not either one of them. So.
Well, all right, I'm looking at this, though. Who's this, Mark Maines, Manis?
Yeah, that's the guy that got the gun for him.
All right, so this guy.
That guy did 6 years.
Yeah. I mean, what is he thinking?
What a fucking idiot, right?
Yeah.
To him, it's more or less the same as the kids hanging outside the 7-Eleven. Hey, man, I give you this money and a couple extra bucks. You buy me a fucking six-pack of beer.
They bought him an additional 100 rounds the morning of the incident.
I wouldn't equate it to that.
Additional 100 rounds.
Right.
Again, this is a hunting area.
He bought them for them before.
It's Colorado. You mean?
What did they buy?
He bought an additional 100 rounds for them the morning.
And a gun. I'm assuming the gun was not a...
They had the gun for a while.
Hunting rifle or anything.
They'd had their guns for a while because they had plenty of videos they'd made of them out in the woods shooting their guns off.
Well, you know they had the shotgun.
Now, the Sandy Hook guy, Lonza, he got his mother's guns, right?
Yeah.
Shot her with a fucking...
Yeah, he was...
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, I mean, how about the guy, what's his name, Church? In 1966, the guy that was shooting at Texas University?
Winston Churchill.
Not
Jason Causey saying Charles Whitman.
Whitman. Very good. Charles Whitman. That's
Charles
right.
Widmore.
Weird.
Whitman.
You guys would say this at the same time.
Yeah, it was on my birthday. It was August 1st.
I've never seen you and Jason Causey together at the same time.
Holy shit.
Oh, we dock all the time.
Oh.
Is that true, Jason? Let us know. Send us an email or a voicemail.
Hi, Jace.
Good Lord. This took a turn quickly.
All right.
Charles Whitman at the University of Texas. Remember, they were talking about it in Full Metal Jacket.
Yeah, he was the guy who screamed, "You made me play second base."
No, that was on the movie Parenthood, and that was Kevin Buckman.
That's right.
You
have to have seen it to got that.
Yeah, that eludes me. But.
Eric speaks mimetically, only in
Is
memes.
Is there anything we can do about this?
Fuck no.
You don't think so?
What do you think that we can do about this? We can't see the
future. Arm the teachers, I think.
You think giving teachers?
Yes, absolutely.
How many times do you think it's going to be they're going to shoot a student?
Not very often. Not at all. It'll happen,
but not that often.
How about this? You have the gun in a safe in the classroom. The safe only opens if there's some alarm switched. Like, you know.
I mean, that's a start, but
they can't just get at a gun.
You know, what if we have fucking automated firing turrets in a control room where somebody fucking sits at a thing and shoots people like in the Millennium Falcon?
Or how about nerve gas? I don't know.
That's my
point. There's got to be something you can do.
There's plenty of security measures you can do to stop something that happening at the time. There's no way to stop it from starting.
You can't
Well, look what happened to that church in Texas the other day.
It doesn't have to be guns is the thing. A guy could go in with a knife and stab 60 people before you know what's going on in a school.
I still think you ought to arm your teachers, at least the ones that want to be armed, not everyone.
Man, you realize how much bullshit those teachers have to go through for the little salary that they get from it?
They're helpless too.
Right. What I'm saying is, what if it ain't a school shooting one day and a teacher fucking snaps?
And now you've
armed
the teachers.
Come on now. Now you've armed a teacher that's got issues and...
Yeah, but if all the other teachers are armed also...
It's not the fucking answer, Armand.
I don't think it's...
Here's the deal, man.
I don't think you should dismiss it.
More guns, not less guns.
Exactly. I got the solution to the gun problem in the United States. It's not more guns, man. It's more guns. More guns, and you give them to the right fucking people.
All I got to do is cite that Texas church last week. What happened?
I don't know.
That guy shot the guy. You didn't hear about this?
Maybe.
There was a shooter in the church. An off-duty officer or whatever.
Texas?
Yeah, shot him right in the head.
Well, that doesn't surprise me.
He still killed two people, but it was 6 seconds, and the guy shot him. And not only that, there were six other people in that congregation that had guns, and they all had them pointed at that guy.
So what do you think is more effective? More guns or taking guns away from everyone?
More guns.
I don't think
it
has to be...
Because you can't take away from everyone.
Well, not only that, but I don't think it has to be that... just one-sided. It's either everybody's
got
guns or
nobody.
I'm trying to say
what's more effective.
No, I mean, you ask the teachers who wants
to
be trained.
And you could take everyone's guns.
If you could, but you can't.
You can. You could.
How are you going to do that?
I'll never get my guns. They say that now. You know what I mean? A couple people get shot trying to keep their guns.
Wait till the motherfuckers are 50 or 60 and they can't really, they was 3%ers when they was 35 and could run and shit. And now they're just like,
I'm 50 or 60. I can still blow your head off.
You were not in Vietnam, Armand. You don't have no cartilage.
Yes, I was.
How many guns do you own?
None.
When was the last time you fired a weapon?
ROTC 30 years ago.
So, okay.
That's the last time you fired a weapon?
40 years ago.
No shit.
Yeah, in college. Yeah, M16.
A4, I guess, eh?
So, yeah, let's give Armand, a completely untrained and unpracticed person, more guns. Let's give more everybody guns. More
That's
guns.
That's not what I said. You arm your teachers. You give them training. The ones that want it. Sure. Not everybody.
Why do you dismiss it? I don't think
it wouldn't help at all. It wouldn't help at all.
I don't think it would deter somebody.
I think it would deter.
Is the juice worth the squeeze?
Boom.
Is the
That's
juice
the point.
Worth the fucking squeeze, Armand? It may help one school.
So you throw
in
your hands up and say, "There's nothing we can do about
no,
this."
No, that's not.
Okay. You know they say statistically, you're more likely to be shot with by a gun that's been in your own house than a gun brought into your house.
What's that got to do with this?
That's 100%.
You're more likely. You can take that right into the school part. You're more likely to be shot in school by a gun that was already there than a gun somebody brought in.
What study is
Armand,
this? I've never heard that study.
I got the answer for you.
Okay.
More regulations. Better background checks better testing on who can own a weapon and own a firearm.
That doesn't work at all. Like these kids, you think this would have prevented these kids?
I think you could have done an assessment on either one of these kids.
Here's how that would have helped
or psychiatrist and figured this shit
out. Here's
how
that would have helped prevent them. The guy that got them the guns wouldn't have likely got them the guns.
There it is.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This guy.
Maines or whatever his name was.
He should be investigating.
He did. He did 6 years.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
But the point is, if there was a lot of stricter regulations and control, it's unlikely that Maines would have got them the guns in the first place. So it may have well stopped them. But you're right. People who want guns are going to find a way to get guns.
Right. I'm just saying, you really think your objection to arming teachers who want to be armed and trained and armed, what your objection is they may go crazy and kill the students themselves.
Not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Why do you object? I don't think having guns, because you know how many students can just take a teacher off guard and,
I just told you that the gun will not be accessible unless somebody flips, there's an alarm or whatever,
firearm.
All teachers are required to be Chuck Norris.
Not all teachers. Well, only the ones that volunteer for it.
So how about this? You know, you get your watches synchronized, you and your buddy, and your buddy goes down to the office and flips the fucking switch while you're standing behind the teacher at the gun box when the fucking click. Hey, give me that, mom. Pop, 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 pop. You don't know.
I didn't say it was 100%. I just said...
He's saying it will do more help than harm.
Right. That's all.
I disagree.
I disagree as well.
The same thing. Remember, they wanted to have air marshals on the flights with guns.
How well has that worked out?
I don't know. I don't know if they even implemented it. But they I don't have a problem with it.
Oh, yeah. No, there's an air marshal on like every flight, I'm pretty sure, right?
What's wrong with that?
I didn't say anything was wrong with that.
Well, the air marshal could go crazy and start shooting, couldn't he?
He very well could, Arnold.
Okay. Holy shit.
But he's trained. He's a marshal.
That's what I said. These teachers have to be at least trained in so actually being proficient
cops,
with a
cops
weapon.
Cops got
to
be teachers now. Do you get extra pay?
Teachers got to be cops.
I'll learn how to shoot a gun if I'm a teacher
for extra
20
grand. I think a lot of teachers would probably want to, you know, they now don't want to be helpless.
What happens when you've gathered this 20 grand for 10 years extra because, you know, you learn how to shoot a gun and everything, and then a school shooting happens and you don't fucking do a goddamn thing? Then what? Do you go to prison? Because you should.
I didn't say anything about paying them extra. I just said anybody who wants to, you know,
the
school
will
pay for
that.
How about this?
Well, the school pays for it.
The school district has now trained you to be weapons proficient. Now you are more qualified to do a security or other type of position to make more money doing that. Boom, they just lost that teacher because they can make money now with this training being a security guard. Now that their weapons
for the record,
a security
here,
guard
I don't
makes more money than a teacher.
Yes.
I would say for
the record, I don't want to take anybody's guns. I just want to make them
for the record. Eric wants to take your guns
harder to get if you are crazy. You know what I mean? If you've got a violent past and you've got violent crimes, you don't need a fucking
gun.
We have 1,700
laws. That's good coming from you. You agree with me. Look at all the drug laws we have. People still get drugs. It doesn't do a damn thing.
Yes, I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you go to buy a gun brand new from a store, it'll be harder
to
get.
You don't have to go to a store. I could get a gun today.
Gun show, I know.
Not a gun show. I know where I could get guns.
Illegally?
Yeah.
Well, that's easy.
Of course. So what law is going to prevent me from doing it? There's all kinds of
laws.
There's
already laws on the books for that.
Of course. Okay. I need a permit and everything. I could have a gun tonight.
What's your argument here? I don't understand.
I can get a gun regardless.
Well,
I can
get one.
I don't want one, but I could get it.
Okay.
It's like saying cocaine's illegal. You don't think you can get cocaine?
That's
well,
easy
that,
too.
Well, that argument applies to both.
That's a joke. Never mind.
So, hold it.
Peach has a good point. You hated Jews and now you want to take people's guns?
Gosh, it would sound
where's
like
your
that.
Where's your trench coat at, pal?
I'm not sure. What is your stand on gun control? I'm not sure.
Mine?
I
don't know. People can control their own guns as far as I'm fucking concerned. I just don't think it should be. You shouldn't be able to have access to a legally bought weapon if you're fucking crazy or have violent crimes in your past. Period.
Violent crimes.
Yeah, but
sure.
We do have, you will admit, we do have laws on the books to that
effect.
Yeah. Okay, we have hundreds of laws.
What do you think about just taking it
now.
Longer? To like,
now.
To receive
and
your
two.
Weapon? Or, you know, make it more. Like to get your first gun, that first background check. That could take 6 months, in my opinion, and it'd be fine. But people get pissed
totally
off over
can.
A week.
It's only 3 days and shit.
Yeah, my point is, you could take and do the most exhaustive background check forever, and if it comes up clean, fine. Give them a gun.
Let me give you a theoretical.
Please do.
What would you think would be a safer environment? An environment where nobody has guns, theoretically, you know.
Okay.
Where, like a gun-free zone, for instance.
Sure.
Which theoretically these schools are. Or somewhere where everybody has a gun.
You're
it's just a rhetorical question.
Wild West.
Here, I'm going to ask you to clarify.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you to clarify. Are there guns that can be brought into this gun-free zone?
Everybody has a gun.
No.
Everybody
whenever,
has a gun.
Everybody has
gun
no guns.
Free zone.
There is no such thing as a gun-free zone.
You just told me there was.
You mind rhetorical?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, by definition,
well, you
it's
can't
gun-free.
Enforce that. It's a gun. That's what I'm saying.
Listen, then it's not a gun-free zone.
Yeah, there's a force field around it. Any gun that comes in
go.
Is vaporized.
So that's
safer.
That's
safer.
That's the safer
correct.
Spot. That's the one.
But that's impossible. I'm just talking about...
With that attitude, baby.
Yeah, right.
It can't happen. You guys know that.
Again, maybe not with that attitude.
Would you take it? Okay, you're the president.
Would
or
I
dictator.
Have a
dictator?
What
would you do?
If you're
going to
ask
anything?
Me if I would protect my family with a gun, 100% yeah.
No, I'm talking about for schools. Is there any way to prevent something like this from happening again? What measures would you take that haven't
know.
Been taken
so,
already?
So my problem is whenever you do this, you take away our liberty, our freedoms.
Listen,
whenever you
my
start...
hot-headed ass doesn't need to make legislation for an entire country.
Yeah, don't ask him things like
I
this.
I don't know that.
Why not? I'm just
because
rhetorical.
I'm an asshole and I get angry about it.
And
things.
An idiot.
And an idiot.
Well, take a few deep breaths, count to 10, and make
be
a cool,
logical.
Emotionless decision.
Right.
What would you do? I just told you what I would do. I think the first thing would be to arm teachers. The
that's
ones that want to be armed.
Categorically false. It is
okay,
wrong.
That, you wouldn't do that.
No,
okay,
God,
what would
no.
you do?
I would take the vets that are able and can pass, you know, a good that don't have like real good PTSD trauma that are already trained and, you know how to operate a weapon, I would take them. A lot of vets have trouble getting jobs when they come back, and put them at the school. Give them a fucking sense of glory that they have to defend. Mm. This is their all shit. Right. A veteran, you know what
I don't
mean?
Think that's a great idea either, man.
Okay, well, I don't have a problem with that either.
Okay, so maybe not.
I think we need to realize that this is, to a certain point, is a fact of fucking life in this day and, you know.
Yeah, but I think nobody really
so
wants
syphilis,
to accept
that. It's so syphilis, but we try to cure it. I mean, what you know, come on. So there's nothing
obviously
we can do.
What you're saying, are we trying to cure it or limit it? Because there's no cure.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, we're trying to limit. There is no panacea. I agree. I don't have a problem with
you. I don't think you go as far as do
a solution
school
either.
Air marshals, more or less, is what he's saying. No,
somebody should be armed in the school. Do you agree with that? Teachers, guards,
I don't think it's a teacher's responsibility.
Okay,
or
fine.
We
guards,
all right.
How many
them?
Guards? The problem I have with that is, what, one guard in a high school like Columbine?
No.
You got to have like a dozen, right? Probably. It's a big school.
Well, the thing about that, it even goes further because then, you know, like, where do you get the budget to pay for these guys?
How about the guy? What was the guy in Florida? I mean, that guy was a cop, right? He's cowering behind the wall, remember?
Oh, that was fucking embarrassing, wasn't it? I bet every boy in blue
that
day was kind of
Park Hill? What was that?
Fucker. Yeah, Park Hills.
Yeah. I mean, that guy, that's the problem with that. Now, a teacher might do that, too.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's my point. You got a 25-year-old
so
girl that just
everybody.
Graduated college. You know, you can't give her a fucking gun and expect her to, I don't know, and I shouldn't say it's a case-to-case basis, obviously, but for the most part, you can't expect somebody to do that.
But that's what I'm saying. How many guards per, like, if you got a 4,000-student school, what, one
yeah,
guard
a
per
formula.
Every 200
a
people?
I don't know it. There's
it's got to be more than
I
one.
I don't know it. There's a formula.
Okay, but you're kind of, we're on the same page somewhat that somebody with a gun would be helpful.
Yeah, but if we agreed, the fucking show would suck.
Don't worry, we never agree on anything.
Right,
as if all three of us are going to agree on anything.
We're like rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, give me a break.
Over. Shit.
We're more likely to dock each other than agree with each other.
That's never, ever going to happen.
Yeah, and we're never going to agree with each other.
That's probably true, too.
Go Trump.
All right, boys, what else we got to cover
just
on this
to prove, make a point.
That's probably it, man. That's...
Are we doing the after show right after today, or are we going to wait till tomorrow?
Well, we're not going to do it before.
We can do it.
It's getting kind of late.
Yeah, we do it after. We do it tomorrow.
All right, let's try to do it tomorrow morning.
Hey, I'm from Europe. Right. I do know what a fascist looks like. I'm not a fucking fascist. Oh,
he's
wait.
Saying you're not. He's on your
he
team.
Didn't say you're a fascist.
Oh, okay,
he's on your team.
Fucking fascists out here. I'm in a room with a couple of fascists.
We were kind of accusing you of being, you know, anti-Semitic, more or less. Specifically, I called you a Nazi.
And who?
He gave me your,
Eric is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I did specifically.
You're anti-Semitic?
Charging with
not
me.
At all.
Listen back to the older
lies
episodes.
And deceit.
I did see him getting a little excited when you read that guy's, you know, his ultimatum.
That's not true either.
Hit that top left button. That's how he felt when I was reading this.
That's not the Hebrew national anthem.
One.
Oh, he loves
that's
that sound
what
too.
He's singing. Do we have Hava Nagelo on here?
No, we don't.
Oh, you only needs Hava Nagelo.
Wow.
That wasn't bad, was it?
Jews, huh?
Yeah. No, I don't. God damn it, no. Fuck you guys. Both of you, show's over.
And now you're homosexual?
Homosexual, anti-Semite.
Kilmer.
Who knows about this guy? All right, everybody. Thanks for showing up today. Like we just said a few minutes ago, we're going to do the wrap-up show tomorrow. If you're listening and it's Monday... you could probably just straight download it. That's fine.
Yes.
Check out our website, realtalkpodcast.com. Remember to vote in the poll. Let's take a
join
quick look.
Join Team Armand.
Yes. Join Team Armand. Everybody
be part of the family.
Orange juice.
Right now, the score is...
Eric a lot, Everett a little.
574 to 570, Eric, but I'm going to change my vote.
So we got 574 anti-Semites out there.
573 to 571. I was on your team, but now I changed
it. I'll fix that back to 575.
Yeah, I can get on a team and change everything.
You could.
I'm not on a team yet.
I can get in the database and change everything, but I'm not going to do that.
You think you could, huh?
If you want to help support the show, directly or indirectly, you can do our Patreon, which is patreon.com/surrealtalk, which is a voluntary subscription service. You can pledge us $1 to $1 billion a month, and that comes directly to us. You can go to our store, which is surrealtalkpodcast.com/store, to pick up all kinds of cool merchandise, including the number one best-selling hoodie on the store, Team Armand hoodie.
Let's hear it for Armand,
everybody.
Everyone. Team Armand. Yeah, let's get a round of applause.
Which one's it
going to
be?
That's America.
No,
we're with a round of applause, wrong. Armand. That's
no,
not it either. Round of applause, Armand. Nope. One more. Nope.
Hey.
All right, Armand with the best fucking selling hoodie on the store. You can find us
your
on
producer.
Twitter. You can find us on Twitter at Surreal Talk Show. On Facebook, just search Surreal Talk, Cults, Conspiracies, and the Paranormal. But there's two. We have a page and a group. Join the group.
Which is facebook.com/group/Surreal Talk Group. Feel free to email us at info@surrealtalkpodcast.com.
Yeah, and give us some suggestions for new shows.
Leave us a voicemail on surrealtalkpodcast.com/nothing because it's right on the right-hand side of the page. Or we have a Google voicemail also.
Yeah, let me get that number real quick here. It's 314-373-something-something-something-something.
0700.
Is that right?
Or 0070.
It's 314-329-0070. That's 0070, what it is.
Yeah. See? Yep. Fucking told you.
Oh, 007, huh?
Fucking told us, eh?
Fucking
he's always
told you
fucking
guys.
Tell us. We got at least six voicemails on that side waiting
fucking
for us.
Fucking guys. So. All right, yeah. Well, yeah, that's it. Yeah, 329-0070.
Thanks for showing up. I hope you guys liked the show today. Remember to like, comment, subscribe, fucking tell your friends, and blah, blah, blah.
So 100 rounds isn't a lot, but that was in addition to what they had, Nate.
Depends on how big your magazine is.
I got a big magazine.
I'd like to see you get shot with 100 rounds and tell me it's not a lot. Just saying. You know, it's relative.
Scarface took what?
Oops. Thank you.
10, 12?
Sorry.
I'll take your fucking bullets. I'll take all your fucking bullets.
All right, y'all. We will catch you tomorrow slash on the next download. See you.
Later, alligators. I expect to hear
Say hello to my little friend.
Please. Wake up.
This has been Surreal Talk, a lineupmedia.fm production. Listen online at surrealtalkpodcast.com and subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and all major podcast outlets.
How come I know so much? What the hell is going on around here? Who are you people?
Join the conversation on Facebook and Twitter and get all of our podcasts now at lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of LightUpMedia.fm.